So the cost of fuel at the moment, we really need to make a good point of saving it. And there's different ways of going about it. Joining us to have a chat about it is a Senior Lecturer in Environmental Engineering from UTS, Nick Sarafsky. Nick, how are we doing today?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Andrew. Good to be here.
Great to have you with us, mate. Now, some really good tips for saving some fuel. One of them is, if you can do it, don't be driving around that big heavy ute. Try and get around in a smaller vehicle.
You know, motorists have got a chance to, or an opportunity to use a smaller and a more fuel-efficient vehicle, we'd recommend that, keeping in mind that a large SUV will consume almost twice as much fuel as a small car. Assuming that motorists have that choice, that's what we recommend they do at the moment to make their tank of fuel last longer.
Nick, what's eco-driving techniques?
Okay, so eco-driving techniques are a range of things that a driver can do to change their driving behaviour and to reduce their fuel consumption. So when we talk about eco-driving, we're encouraging motorists, for example, to pay attention to the speed that they're driving a vehicle. So there's some work from the International Energy Agency that's shown that if you're on a freeway, for example, lowering your maximum speed from 110 kilometres an hour to 100 kilometres per hour, which is a 10 kilometre per hour reduction in top speed, that will have a pretty significant reduction in fuel consumption if motorists drive that way. So that's actually a consideration that's come from the International Energy Agency at the moment.
That's one. I can say I've actually put that to the test. We've got a Toyota Prado, and driving down the freeway, I do know for certainty that I've managed to stretch my fuel tank by doing 100 k's an hour instead of 110.
Speed's a really important one, because if you did a graph of fuel consumption versus speed, I guess there's a bit of a misconception among some motorists that, you know, the faster you drive, the more efficient your vehicle will perform.
Yeah.
It's actually a U-shape. So we want to avoid driving at low speed, because that's inefficient and that increases fuel consumption. At the same time, we want to avoid those really high speed events as well, because that increases fuel consumption as well. But in between those two extremes, there's a sweet spot.
Yep.
Technically, that sweet spot probably sits, if I had to pick a number, probably about 80 kilometres an hour. I mean, on a freeway, you can't drive 80 kilometres an hour, but if you can drop your top speed by 10 kilometres an hour, you will see some improvements in fuel efficiency. And it's good to hear, Andrew, that tip worked for you as well.
And the difference between here in Sydney is about 2 hours. If you're doing 100 instead of 110, it's maybe about 2 minutes difference. So it's really not going to cost you a huge amount of time. So the other things to keep an eye out on is unnecessarily idling and turning off your air conditioning too.
We recommend that motorists, if they do engage in unnecessary idling, just to stop that. Keep in mind that a car, a normal vehicle, will probably consume about 1 litre of fuel per hour when it's idling. For a large SUV, idling fuel use is probably double that, 2 litres per hour. So I think while our petrol prices are high, it's a good idea to avoid that. Air conditioning can also use quite a lot of fuel too. So we've found that air conditioning can lead to a total demand of about 4 to 8%. On fuel consumption in total. So we're encouraging motorists to use conservative settings on their air conditioning if they have to use that feature in their vehicle.
Just be aware, Nick, here in the Upper Hunter, in the middle of summer, there's just no alternative. You've got to get the aircon going.
yeah, that's right. And I think that's one of the challenges. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of recommendations for saving fuel, but in a given transport scenario, not all of those, you know, pieces of advice apply for every motorist. But When there's a chance to apply some of these techniques, you strategically apply the ones that are capable of being actioned in your particular situation.
And the last one, you say, tend to your tyres and consider aerodynamics. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so what we're talking about here, make sure you keep your tyres inflated, do a weekly check on your tyre pressures. Having a low or suboptimal tyre pressure can increase fuel consumption by about 2 to 4% because you get more resistance in your tyres as you're travelling along the road. We're also recommending that motorists just pay attention to the aerodynamic characteristics of their car. An aerodynamically inefficient car will have more drag, and that will lead to fuel consumption. So what we're talking about there is avoiding putting things on the roof racks. I mean, if you try and pack your load in the boot of the vehicle rather than putting it in the box on the top of the roof racks, that will mean that the aerodynamic performance of your vehicle will be a lot better, and you'll make your tank of fuel last longer.
Tell you what, they are some fantastic tips. We need them more than ever before to save a few dollars at the fuel pump because fuel is more expensive. Even though the government's brought it down a little bit, it still hurts the hip pocket. Nick Sharofsky, thank you very much for joining us with those wonderful tips. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for getting me involved.